This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, the Biden administration reaffirms Jerusalem as Israel's capital. That story right after this short message.
Virginia teachers, take the lead in education with up to 64% off your graduate degree at Liberty University. This year has forced you to innovate, adapt, overcome, and you've not only risen to the challenge, you've crushed it. Now help education emerge from this crisis stronger than ever with your MAT or MED degree. Our transfer-friendly degree programs are 100% online and start as low as $282 per credit hour. It's our thanks for all you do for our future. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
For the first time since the new leadership, the Biden administration has released its annual Country Reports on Human Rights Practices to the public. The report reaffirms some of the key points and stances from the Trump era regarding the U.S. and Israel. Under President Biden, the United States will continue to acknowledge that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, but they have reintroduced the language used before the Trump era, referring to some territory as occupied by Israel. The reports by both administrations comment on similar human rights issues, but the Biden administration is giving more detail on how they describe Israel's human rights issues. Even though Jerusalem has been recognized officially as Israel's capital since 2017, there hasn't been defined borders of the city. Both Biden and former President Trump's reports said that those boundaries should be determined through negotiations. Biden has reaffirmed the 2019 stance that the Golan Heights are an area under Israeli sovereignty, but he has diverted from the Trump-era policy by labeling Jerusalem, the Golan Heights, the West Bank, which is biblical Judea and Samaria, as territory occupied by Israel. Israel does not accept being labeled as occupying territory. They claim that the land in question is disputed. The report from the Biden administration explains that language in this report is not meant to convey a position on any final status issues to be negotiated between the parties to the conflict, including the specific borders of Israeli sovereignty in Jerusalem, or the borders between Israel and any future Palestinian state. In the report, they document significant human rights issues on both sides, including targeted killings of Israeli citizens and soldiers by Palestinians and restrictions on Palestinians that are living in Jerusalem. The current administration is in support of a two-state solution to the conflict between Israel and Palestine, but at this point, they won't divulge their policy details. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.